Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Great to be with you here on USA Audio Network as well as Lindell TV. How do you find Lindell TV? First of all, easiest way is to go to rootforamerica.com, and you will find Lindell TV, Real America's Voice TV, Brighteon TV, Blessed News Network TV, and USA Audio Network, Odyssey Network, Renegade Radio, all the ways you can watch me, listen to my radio show, listen to my podcast. They're all at the top of the screen at rootforamerica.com. I'm everywhere. And it became official today. I still don't feel comfortable announcing it yet until I get permission from the network. But next week, I will announce another TV show, my third TV show. Almost 63 years old with my third TV show. Come on. Pretty amazing. Got to thank Energized Health for that one, right? Third TV show at the age of 63 in 3 months? Wow. Things are cooking, baby, because people understand you get the truth from Wayne Allen Root. Busy, busy, busy news day. So much going on. I got to tell you, when I was a kid, I don't mean 12 years old. I mean, you know, when I was like 18, 19, 20 in college, my favorite thing in life was the news. I was a news junkie. I always wanted to be like a Walter Cronkite type because I love the news. And here I am. I get to not only give you the news, but give my opinion on every news story. It's a dream come true. And now I'll have my third TV show to do it. And I'm very proud of that. All right. What's in? Well, lots of things going on. First of all, a terrible terror attack in Russia, 40 plus dead at a theater, I think watching some sort of concert, 40 plus dead, over 100 injured, and ISIS now claiming responsibility for the Moscow terrorist attack. I will take this moment to point out, ISIS claimed responsibility for the Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas attack back in 2017. I believe it was October 1st, 2017. Terrible terror attack in Las Vegas. They pinned it all on Stephen Paddock. Wayne Root, yours truly, said something doesn't smell right. It seems like it's a terrorist attack. I don't think Paddock is capable of it. I smell something funny. ISIS took credit for it. Not once, not twice, three times. And they promised in advance that it was coming. They put a video out of blood dripping on the Vegas Strip, and they said they were going to attack Vegas. Then they took credit for the attack. And nobody would allow them to take credit. It was the weirdest thing that's ever happened in my lifetime. Nobody would accept the fact that ISIS took credit for the terrible attack in Vegas. That was the worst attack in the history of the United States. Over 50 dead, and I believe 500 plus injured. The worst attack ever in this country. And they refused to let ISIS accept responsibility. I still don't know to this day. I've never said I knew. Never said that, ever. I don't know. I just think it smelled funny from the first day, and somebody wanted to protect tourism in Vegas, and they made sure that it was all pinned on Stephen Paddock, who had help, and who knows who the help was. But it's funny that when ISIS claims responsibility for a Russian terror attack, and there's 100 dead, and there's, excuse me, 50 dead and 100 injured, which is a lot less than the amount in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay, in 2017, everyone, I'm sure, now will accept that ISIS did it. Without questioning it, they did not accept it back in Vegas. I just want to make that point. I still don't know who did it. I know the whole thing smells lousy. I don't know who did it. I'll say that very clearly. I have no idea who did it. I know Stephen Paddock was involved. I don't think he was alone. On my local radio show, I had 20 guests who were at the country music concert when the shooting began and the death began. And every, what was the name of it, Chris? Harvest Music Festival. Who remembers from 2017? There's 100 stories today, let alone 2017. But Harvest Festival, Music Festival? Well, here's the deal. I had 20 people that were at that festival as guests on my show over the next month, and all 20 said shots were coming from the ground, not just from Mandalay Bay, both places, and they also said they were coming from multiple directions on the ground, and everyone agreed on that. So it couldn't have been just Stephen Paddock, yet it was whitewashed by the FBI, who put out a one-page, at the end of a year of investigation, a one-page wrap-up that blamed it on Stephen Paddock and never gave a reason. Amazing. Anyway, a lot of people dead, a lot of people injured at a concert hall in Moscow, Russia, and a terrible terrorist attack, and ISIS taking credit. And the real lesson of this is not to go back to Mandalay Bay. The lesson is that it's going to happen here with regularity soon. We've let them all in. Hamas and Hezbollah and ISIS is here, folks, by the thousands, by the hundreds of thousands, maybe by the millions. We've got terrorists in the United States. National Sheriff Association says 2 million just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. They had their annual convention. They said 2 million terrorists in the United States. So we're just sitting around waiting for another Harvest Music Festival disaster or for another Moscow ISIS terror attack. We're just sitting around waiting. It's going to happen. It's totally the fault of Joe Biden and this administration. Also, huge news today, not that it's political, but Kate Middleton, Princess Kate, who's in line for the throne to be queen, reveals she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. Feel terrible for her. Beautiful gal, bright gal, nice gal. You know, when you think of all the celebrities in the world, she's like the only one that I would never, ever, ever wish something bad would ever happen to them and would look at it and go, oh my God, I'm devastated, because I really don't care about celebrities. I don't care about the royal family. She seems like the most nice, genuine, down-to-earth gal who's ever been a part of the royal family. And if there's anyone who doesn't deserve it, it's Kate. And I feel terrible for her kids. I feel terrible for her. I feel terrible for her husband. Chemotherapy and cancer. And it sounds like it's stomach cancer, because she was in for treatment of her stomach. And stomach cancer is deadly. You could hear she's dead soon. I feel awful. I hope she makes a full recovery and I'm wrong and she's not dead soon. But I have no faith in modern medicine when it comes to cancer. My mom and dad died 28 days apart, and I don't believe they died of cancer. I believe they died of cancer combined with chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is poison. It poisons your body. It is not the right way to treat cancer, in my opinion. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical expert, but I'm someone who's studied health my entire life, health and fitness. And I'm telling you that chemo is the wrong way to treat cancer. It kills your body and your health and your cells and everything that makes you special at the same time as it kills the cancer. And that's why so many people die after getting chemotherapy. Terrible. So it's a year that saw both King Charles and Catherine, aka Kate, diagnosed with cancer. And I'll give you one more lesson the average news media will never say out loud. And again, I just ask questions. Everybody in England believed the lie that the COVID vaccine worked, and we're now seeing dramatic, monstrous increases in cancer and cancer deaths and stage 4 cancer in young people that no one's ever seen before. And I'll bet you, I saw a picture of Kate online on social media taking the vaccine. She told the whole England, take the vaccine. Here I am taking the vaccine. And you know the king took the vaccine, because he's a big liberal. So the two of them took the vaccine. Now they both have cancer. I don't know that the vaccine caused it. It might have helped. It might have nothing to do with it. So I'm not telling you that it's from the vaccine. I'm telling you there's a massive increase in cancer from the vaccine in people who took the vaccine. And two people who clearly took the vaccine now have cancer. You decide. But when do you ever see a beautiful, young, healthy 36-year-old like Princess Kate with bad cancer needing chemo now? Sometimes, but not too often. So I wouldn't be surprised. I saw the social media. She's in the picture getting the shot, and I think she was making the arm muscle. You know, I'm Superman because I'm getting the vaccine. That vaccine is a killer. And all the studies that come out show is massive increase in cancer, especially among younger people, you know, in their 20s and 30s and teens. And she's, 36 years old? It's very sad. I hope it's not from the vaccine, but I believe it probably is. Can't prove it, not a fact, just mentioning it. It's time we all start facing that when someone gets sick of cancer, heart attack, stroke, you have to check if they were vaccinated and see if a pattern's developing. And I'll be the straightest guy in the world, the fairest guy in the world. Long before the vaccine, people died of cancer, people died of heart attacks, people died of strokes, people died of blood clots. Never in the numbers we're seeing now, and never among young people like we're seeing now, something's wrong. Other big news stories, Rona McDaniel, the biggest ratfink ever, joins liberal NBC and MSNBC as a contributor after she's kicked out of the Republican National Committee. Isn't that perfect? Wayne Root's about to announce his third TV show, and they'd never hire me at an NBC or an MSNBC. Why? Because I tell the truth, and because I'm a real American patriot. Rona McDaniel's obviously a rat fink liberal in disguise who stabbed Donald Trump, the Republican Party, and every Republican voter in the back. And it's proven now as she goes to NBC and MSNBC. How come you guys don't want Wayne Root? How come you want Rona McDaniel? Ugh. Because you got no taste, that's why. You got no taste at all. NBC has no taste. Because you're all blind with Trump, what is called Trump Derangement Syndrome, TDS. Trump Derangement Syndrome. You're all nuts. You don't even know what looks good on TV and who the people want to see and who the people want to hear. So this is just another hire, somebody who can stab Trump in the back. That's what this is. All right. As we go out in segment one, I want to mention the sponsor, MyPillow, the great Mike Lindell. There's a guy who will never be hired by NBC or MSNBC or CNN either. Me and Mike share that in common. But here I am on Lindell TV. Thank you, Mike. Go to MyPillow.com. Enter in the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot and get up to 80% off winter sale, 27 deeply discounted items. Everything you want in bedding is there at MyPillow.com. Up to 80% off when you put in the promo code WAR, W-A-R, for Wayne Alaroot. Be right back.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold today at 866-738-2918 for a no commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a good fit for you. Call now at 866-738-2918 or visit goldwithjoe.com.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50% and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Hi, I'm Joe, Supreme Leader of DCF. What is DCF, you ask? We're the best damn sandwich shop in the universe. Do we sell hoagies? Well, we're DCF. And the F doesn't stand for hoagies. We got 9mm sandwiches. We got beastly baguettes. And we toast buns like no other. Looking for training on bun safety? We got you covered. And our Rangers are the best place to test out your new knot sandwich. So get your buns out, cause the sun's out. And let's party! We're not actually a sandwich shop.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold today at 866-738-2918 for a no-commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a good fit for you. Call now at 866-738-2918 or visit goldwithjoe.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
All right, way down the roots on fire. You know what the big news was today? I mean, there's so much big news, it's hard to even believe, but Trump, first of all, announced late yesterday that he's got $500 million cash, which means on Monday when, Princess Letitia James, the queen, they call her, the queen, she thinks she owns the world because she's the attorney general of New York. Excuse me while I laugh. She's a joke. She got elected in a disgusting blue state where everyone's got Trump derangement syndrome by promising to put Trump in jail. And then she put up fraudulent charges and framed him to try and take his life savings away because she's never made a dime in her life and she's jealous of Trump and his lifestyle in Mar-a-Lago. What a joke. But she was getting ready to grab his properties on Monday, and Trump announced today he's got $500 million cash. So I don't know how it's going to play out, but I know something much bigger than that happened. First, I saw all these articles that liberals' heads are going to explode because Trump says he's got $500 million cash, which means they won't get his properties. But then today, the shareholders approved the deal for Truth Social to go public and to merge with a public company. And Trump is now worth an extra $4 billion. And guess what? Nobody wants real estate anymore as collateral for a $454 million bond, but they will possibly take stock. Stock is cash. Now, Trump has a six-month hold on his stock, but he could sign it away and use $500 million of it or so to be a cash bond. Or maybe someone will say, give me, $250 million in cash and $250 million in stock in Truth Social to equal $500, and then he only has to give up $250 of his $500 cash. So Trump is making their heads explode all over again. He just made himself $4 billion. Great job, President Trump. Let me tell you the reasons people are all turning to Trump. The whole country. What was that famous song, Turning Japanese? I really think so. We're all turning Trump. I really think so. Because a museum now claims that some birds are queer, and the history of animal queerness has been hidden from the public, and dinosaurs have a history of LGBT. Dinosaurs are queer. Dinosaurs were out there screwing each other, the male dinosaurs and the male dinosaurs, and the women dinosaurs were screwing the women dinosaurs. Because look, there's a dinosaur. It's clearly a lesbian. I'm surprised they don't say the dinosaurs are transgender. Oh my God, they're insane. We've got to separate from these people. We can't be around them. We can't allow our children to be around them. Good news, Chicago voters reject a new tax hike, and the mayor, Brandon Johnson, who's as dumb as a doorknob, dumber or as dumb as the last, you know, totally ridiculous, I'm not going to say anything terrible, ridiculous mayor. Remember her? She looked like Beetlejuice. She was the dumbest thing ever. Well, he's even dumber. He's dumber than a tree stump, and he blames the city's Trump supporters. Well, that's good news, too. That means the whole Chicago is now filled with Trump supporters because they rejected his new tax hike. So I'm glad you realized that even Chicago, with a minority population, is now Trump supporters. That's good. World War III alert. The United States Army publishes ALARACT for the utilization of the Army Retiree Recall Program. On March 20th, the U.S. Army Publishing Directorate published ALARACT 017-2024. The title is The Utilization of the Army Retiree Recall Program, and it cites Executive Order 13223 under references. It's a Bush-era executive order titling Ordering the Ready Reserve of the Armed Forces to Active Duty and Delegating Certain Authorities to the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of Transportation. So basically what they're saying is World War III could be upon us, and so we're going to call up the retirees to serve in the military because we have no choice. We don't have enough military left. Another reason why people are going for Trump. Judge rules illegal immigrants have gun rights. And I said this for 3 or 4 days in a row. Illegal immigrants have gun rights protected by the Second Amendment. The stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And finally, a family of a black girl who beat a white schoolmate nearly to death, and this girl may have brain damage, says she's the real victim and starts a GoFundMe page. This is America today. You enjoy that? Is that good? No. Then vote for Trump. All right, sponsor of the segment, Energized Health. I just told you I'm about to announce next week. My third television show. Is anyone in America have three TV shows? My third TV show. And Energized Health is the reason why. I got on their program 3.5 years ago, and in 88 days I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all of it inner body fat. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I gained 2 TV shows, and now a third TV show changed my life. It reversed aged me. It's my fountain of life. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Go to energizehealth.com and type in WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, or call them at 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Tell them WAR sent you for Wayne Allyn Root and get 40% off. Change your life. Lose your fat. It's not a weight loss program. It's a fat loss program. Lose your fat and get 40% off, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold today at 866-738-2918 for a no-commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a good fit for you. Call now at 866-738-2918 or visit goldwithjoe.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back! The My Pillow guy!
And you're looking good!
Still feeling good!
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0! When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Joe, Supreme Leader of DCF. What is DCF, you ask? We're the best damn sandwich shop in the universe. Do we sell hoagies? Well, we're DCF, and the F doesn't stand for hoagies. We got 9mm sandwiches, we got beastly baguettes, and we toast buns like no other. Looking for training on bun safety? We got you covered, and our Rangers are the best place to test out your new knot sandwich. So get your buns out, cause the sun's out, and let's party! We're not actually a sandwich shop.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50%, and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold today at 866-738-2918 for a no commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a good fit for you. Call now at 866-738-2918 or visit goldwithjoe.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with the nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels, made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
All right, Wayne on the Root's on fire. Welcome back to our interview segment. Let me mention the sponsor of the segment. It is Sponsor J6. Sponsor J6, the newest sponsor of the Wayne on the Root Show. Here's a cause near and dear to my heart. I have become an official January 6th Patriot partner, working with Sponsor J6 to help raise money for our tortured political prisoners, or as President Trump calls them, hostages. These patriots are being held hostage by our weaponized justice system, and they desperately need our help. There are over 250 in prison right now. They're making new arrests every day. They're being held hostage by the banana republic communist dictatorship known as the Biden regime. Most of these men used to be the main breadwinners for their families, and now You have young wives and kids at home struggling to survive while daddy is in prison for attending a protest in America or for walking into a Capitol building when the police waved them in and they did no damage. It's up to us to support these brave J6 patriots and their families while they're being subjected to what can only be described as cruel and unusual punishment. That's why I partnered with sponsor J6.com. It's a monthly commissary sponsorship program that goes directly to the J6ers in prisons, their commissary account, so they can buy food and clothing and hygiene products and even pay for their phone calls home. They need our help, so please go to sponsorj6.com and make a real tangible difference in the life of a January 6er. And what perfect timing. Speaking of a January 6er, let's now talk on the phone with Jake Lang, who is just Jake. Jake's here to talk about his attorney, Stephanie Lambert. She's representing the January 6th class action lawsuit, and she was just arrested. Do you understand now what a communist takeover of the United States is going on as we speak? Jake Lang, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, my brother, God bless you. Oh, man, what a cold, dark day in American history where you have political prisoners and, you know, we're sitting here, we're trying to just build a defense to, you know, fight back against this monolithic, despotic regime. And now they're starting to come and lock up our lawyers, too. It's unbelievable.
I call this because I won't name any names, but I'm friends with the best lawyer in Las Vegas, who represents every celebrity when they get in trouble. He's the only one they all call. He's like the Alan Dershowitz of Vegas lawyers when a celebrity gets in trouble. And I said to him like 6 years ago, he's not really a liberal, Jake, but he's kind of a moderate Democrat, as most lawyers are Democrats. And he said, but his wife's a big Republican Trumper, he admitted to me. But I said, listen, do you understand they're going after Trump's lawyers? When in history, they don't even go after mob lawyers. They don't go after drug dealers' lawyers. They're going after Trump's lawyers, and it's setting the scariest precedent in history. And they're searching their homes, their safes, their offices. This is not acceptable. We don't go after gangsters' lawyers. Why are you going after President Trump's lawyers? And this is while Trump was president and it was a Republican administration, but the DOJ was already lawless. So I saw this coming, Jake. You cannot allow a society to arrest lawyers. Cannot. And they're doing it again, and it's getting worse. All of Trump's lawyers are in trouble, and now your lawyer representing the J6ers, Stephanie Lambert, is in trouble. She also represents Patrick Byrne in a defamation lawsuit brought by Dominion. Now, that's interesting. She was at a court proceeding in Washington. What was she saying, Jake, at that court proceeding that got her arrested right afterwards?
Well, basically, Stephanie, the only reason she's not able to be here today, God bless her, is she is working so hard to catch up on deadlines that she's behind on because she spent the night in the D.C. gulag with all the six political prisoners. So she is, you know, hardworking, just a, you know, first class attorney, and she's putting her work first instead of the media stuff. So I'm out here speaking out for Stephanie Lambert, America's newest political prisoner. She was it was a related court case, but it's stemming from in Michigan. She was a whistleblower on some documents that she found inside the discovery from obviously Dominion suing Patrick Byrne and everybody else under the sun who dare speak out against a stolen election. And she found evidence of criminality. She found what Patrick Byrne calls the severed head in some of these documents that were supposed to be confidential. But she had,
but she has
a moral duty and honestly a bar duty. If she finds something in evidence of ongoing criminality, that she reported it to her local sheriff, constitutional sheriff. The sheriff took all the evidence, put it together, and sent it out to Jim Jordan. Well, this is obviously election season right now, and they can't have anybody going outside the bounds of, you know, the proper channels to so they can snuff it out before it hits the media. She went through the actual proper channels, not the ones that they wanted, you know, these people to go through. She went to the constitutional sheriff. He reported it as criminal act, and boom, all of a sudden she ends up in leg irons the next week, the second she becomes a J6 attorney.
Isn't it funny, everyone who mentions Dominion in any way as having possibly, maybe, potentially, allegedly stolen a 2020 election or other elections, suddenly winds up under arrest or being sued for everything they're worth. They never sued me because I've never said it. I'll say maybe, possibly, allegedly. But my opinion is, Jake, the election was stolen in 1,000 different ways. And so all I do is I talk all day long about the mail-in ballots and the no voter ID and the illegal aliens that voted in the six battleground states that I think determine the election. I don't even discuss Dominion, but I know that we have every right as Americans to discuss Dominion, just like you'll laugh at this, Jake. I never, ever discussed Obama's birth certificate. I've discussed Obama 1,000 times. He's my college classmate, and I think he's a fraud, and I don't think he was at Columbia when I was there. There's something wrong with his story, but I've never discussed his birth certificate because I know nothing about birth certificates, so I'm staying out of it. So I just didn't say anything about it. Do you know that whenever Democrats or liberal media describe me, they say Wayne Root was the original birther? I've never discussed Obama's birth certificate in my entire life. Even if I have any personal qualms about it, I kept them to myself and I've never mentioned it ever. And yet they describe me as the ultimate birther and the original birther. So they're just total liars. So if you even mention Dominion or you mention a stolen election, they want to destroy you and ruin your career for simply being bold enough to not be a moron and to ask questions about something that smells filthy, dirty, hinky, and wrong. FUBAR, as they used to say in World War II. The 2020 election was FUBAR, effed up beyond all recognition.
It's true. And you know what? I think it would be appropriate if Dominion were to come after me now. So now let me say it, you know, because Wayne, you have a certain way with words. You know how to dance the tango. Oh, you're from Las Vegas. They can't pin you down. You're too wiry for them. But let me say it without any mincing my words. Dominion voting systems and Eric Coomer are criminals and they stole the 2020 election. I welcome a lawsuit. I will see you in court. You're a bunch of tyrants and criminals aiding and abetting the Chinese political parties of the CCP, the communist political parties, and the takeover of our country. And you deserve to be dismantled. So bring me to court. I'll go. I'm already going to court every other day, it seems like, so might as well make another stop on this pain train.
Well, Wayne's going to be on the record as saying that what Jake said, allegedly, maybe, I think it could be, it's his opinion. I didn't say it. My network didn't say it. Jake said it. So that's the story.
Opinions are mine and mine alone. And I have a free speech right. And, you know, this was not a pre-planned segment.
But
sue me. You can look me up in the federal prison system. You can come here and give me a visit.
Jake, here's what's interesting from a common sense son of a butcher. Number one, why does someone mention Dominion and then they're immediately arrested when they leave court? And they're a lawyer. Doesn't that tell you something? The flak is always thickest when you're over the target. So all I'll say is that's really curious and really interesting that she was arrested upon leaving court when she brought up the name Dominion and handed over evidence. Very strange, very coincidental, allegedly, maybe. I think that's my thought. That's my opinion. Just making sure I say that. And number two, I just finished writing a commentary and put it out a few days ago. And I read it today to start my Real America's Voice TV show that was live today at 3 o'clock East Coast time and will run tomorrow, Saturday, on Real America's Voice TV in my usual slot, noon East Coast time. It's my commentary that all of this is due to China. China owns all the politicians. And you just bring up that, in your opinion, the election was stolen at the orders of China. Again, I don't know if it was Dominion. I have no idea. It's not my industry, just like I know nothing about Obama's birth certificate. But I know when something smells crappy, and this smells like my dog Bubba's crap. That's what it smells like. The election smells like it. Everything around this poor lady's arrest, Stephanie Lambert, smells like it. You being in prison smells like it. All the J6ers being hostages smells like it. And the stolen election where Biden's used it to open the border and overrun the country and will never win again because he let 30 million in. This whole thing stinks to high heaven, smells like poop on the streets of San Francisco, Jake.
Wayne, how did you know that we've been on a lockdown for 3 days without showers or access to facilities? How do you know?
Is that really happening right now? Is that really happening? Have you been a 3-day lockdown? Wow.
Yes, we have. That's been truly terrible. It's reprehensible. This, and we've done more before. You know, they've done 14 days before for us. Jan 6 are saying, no, we don't want to take the COVID test. Not even coming up negative, right, for COVID, but we don't even want to take the test. So they say, oh, don't you want to take the test?
And no, I agree.
14 days inside your cell, like an animal. This is again how they treat us. But
it's my opinion, allegedly, maybe, I think the test is a scam. And the COVID vaccine is a killer. But it's just my opinion, allegedly, maybe, I think, my opinion. Jake, we got to run. We all feel bad for you. I feel bad for you. I think about you all the time. And you're in my prayers every single night before I go to bed. I talk about Jake Lang to God and to Jesus Christ. So thank you, Jake, for being just a beacon of optimism for all of us, despite everything you're going through. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Wayne. God bless you.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold today at 866-738-2918 for a no-commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a good fit for you. Call now at 866-738-2918 or visit goldwithjoe.com.
Hi, I'm Joe, Supreme Leader of DCF. What is DCF, you ask? We're the best damn sandwich shop in the universe. Do we sell hoagies? Well, we're DCF, and the F doesn't stand for hoagies. We got 9mm sandwiches, we got beastly baguettes, and we toast buns like no other. Looking for training on bun safety? We got you covered, and our rangers are the best place to test out your new knot sandwich. So get your buns out, cause the sun's out, and let's party! We're not actually a sandwich shop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold today at 866-738-2918 for a no-commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a good fit for you. Call now at 866-738-2918 or visit goldwithjoe.com.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50% and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
The roots on fire. I want to read you a couple of Babylon Bee. This is funny. Babylon Bee is a comedy and parody site by conservatives online. And there's got to be truth for a joke to be funny. Here's the first one by the Babylon Bee. The media says the border crisis is not an invasion. It's simply a group of military-age males using force against our military to enter and occupy our country. Here's number two by the Babylon Bee. Canadian Supreme Court rules Justin Trudeau is an outdated term and should instead be referred to as a person with a vagina. New York City homeowner arrested for not providing squatters with a Wi-Fi password. There's got to be truth in it. There is. Checkmate. Donald Trump sneaks back into the White House by invoking squatters' rights. I love it. John Kerry praises Haitian cannibals' efforts to reduce humanity's carbon footprint by eating people. Letitia James issues a $355 million fine to firefighters for booing her. That's hilarious. That would be something she would do. She is such a Nazi Gestapo. It makes me sick to my stomach. Letitia James is the most evil person on earth, along with Fannie Willis, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden and his wife Jill that allows the charade to go on, Hunter Biden, piece of garbage, and Barack Hussein Obama. These are the most terrible people in America, just awful. And don't forget Mayorkas, the border person, and Kamala Harris, the border czar. Isn't it Ali Mayorkas? Homeland Security. Here's another one from the Babylon Bee. January 6th protesters request to be called undocumented tourists. Because, of course, if you use the word undocumented, Democrats will do anything for you, including give you a $10,000 Visa card. And finally, here's the best one of all. Terrorists decide against hijacking a plane after realizing it was made by Boeing. Who would want a plane made by Boeing? Nobody. All right, we'll get rid of that one. See you later. Good news, I think really good news. Democrats wanted to win some local elections. They've lost everything in Florida statewide. So the Democrat chairman, state chairman, made it a goal that they have to win local races. And they had a local race the other day for the mayor of Delray Beach. And Delray Beach went decisively for President Joe Biden in 2020. But a huge upset the other day. Republican candidate Tom Carney won the mayoral race in Delray Beach, a Palm Beach County community, 50 miles north of Miami, that went decisively for President Joe Biden. Carney finished with 51% of the vote. Two Democrat candidates finished with 38 and 10%. And it was just shock. It's a deep blue town, and they voted Republican. I got to think that's a great sign. Here's a not great sign. Arizona rancher goes on trial for killing an illegal alien on his property. George Allen Kelly, 74 years old, killed an illegal. He had no choice, and it was on his property. It was kill him or be killed. They're putting him on trial for murder. It's unbelievable what's happened in our country. Illegal alien caught at the border admits he is a Hezbollah terrorist and said, I was going to try and make a bomb. Do you understand how much trouble we're in? It is a miracle that we have not had a terrorist attack like the attack you saw in Moscow today, with over 40 dead and over 100 injured at some sort of a concert. Our backstabbing Republican House, led by Mike Johnson, who's a fraud, just as bad as Kevin McCarthy, passes a pork-filled bill to fully fund government and avoid a government shutdown at the last minute. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, so upset, she files a motion to oust Speaker Johnson. She says she may pull it at any time in the next 2 weeks. Get rid of the bum. You know, they're spending $1.2 trillion. And let me see if I got the list. I did it on my Real America's Voice show. I don't know if I have the list here in front of me, but it is all kinds of money for illegal alien shelter and food. There's all kinds of money for NGOs that bring all the illegal aliens in and our communist organizations. There's all kinds of money for transgenders and for children who want to become transgenders and for teachers who teach children how to become transgenders without telling their parents and for packing outfits for little boys and little girls who think they've now changed their sex. They have fake breasts and they have fake penises. And the whole thing is disgusting, absolutely disgusting. And the last thing I'll say before we go, our country's being poisoned. 270,000 overdose deaths catapult fentanyl as a major voter topic in the presidential race. A shocking 270,000 overdose deaths from November 2019 to October 2023. About 80,000 fentanyl deaths a year in the United States of America. How disgusting. As I go, I want to mention my sponsor, GotTruthAmerica.com. Go there. Check out. They've got a whole section on Whitey Bulger. It's a one-in-a-million encounter. Nick Fiorello, who's a big-shot developer in Boston, owns this billion-dollar data center called GotSpaceData.com, and his partner, Dan Duquette, the former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, they just happened to see, when they were in the south of France, Whitey Bulger alive and well with his girlfriend, surrounded by high-tech security, by Interpol. He is out. He's not dead. He wasn't killed. I mean, again, I can't say that. They say it, but they put the pictures on the website. Go look. GotTruthAmerica.com. Read about all the scandals in New England and Boston and that whole area up there. Unbelievable. Everyone's corrupt. Whitey Bulger, they say, is alive, which proves the government is liars. Don't believe a word they say. I'm Wayne Root, Root for America. Have a great weekend.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold today at 866-738-2918 for a no commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a good fit for you. Call now at 866-738-2918 or visit goldwithjoe.com.
Hi, I'm Joe, Supreme Leader of DCF. What is DCF, you ask? We're the best damn sandwich shop in the universe. Do we sell hoagies? Well, we're DCF, and the F doesn't stand for hoagies. We got 9mm sandwiches, we got beastly baguettes, and we toast buns like no other. Looking for training on bun safety? We got you covered, and our rangers are the best place to test out your new knot sandwich. So get your buns out, cause the sun's out, and let's party! We'll be right back. We're not actually a sandwich shop.